Hi, my name is Sammy Washburn. I am 12 years old, and this is recorded on November 23rd, 2017. My grandma's name is Mary Jo Cowan, and this is recorded in Reno, Nevada. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of you?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite memories of you is watching you for the very first time when you were in gymnastics doing the floor exercise. I was so amazed at how perfect and graceful you were and how much you'd learned. I was very proud of you.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
The dumbest thing I've ever done in my life? I'm sorry, I have to think about this.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like to think we learn from all of our dumb things we do. Probably the most embarrassing thing I ever did was I knew that there was the building I was in was under construction and that there were no steps outside the door, but I was just talking. It was at my building, turned around talking, opened up the door and fell out the door because there were no stairs there. So that was pretty embarrassing.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've ever learned in life?
Well, I would say the most important lesson that I've learned in life is that happiness is really important, and being successful at whatever you do is just something that you can do if you put your mind to it. But the biggest lesson I've learned in my life is always to be kind. That is my mantra, because if you're kind to others, you feel good about yourself, and it also helps others be kind back.
Okay. What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
Wow. My hopes and wishes for you and your children are just that you be happy. And whatever that means, it's not about money. It's not about any of those things. It's just about being happy, being content, being loved. And if you feel that way, then your kids will feel that way.
Can you tell me about one or two people you have the biggest influences on your life?
Well, I think the first person that had the most influence on my life was my mom. She was a great mom, and she taught me a lot. And other influences in my life, I know this is kind of silly because you might not consider it a person, but is God.
Mm-hmm.
It's made a big difference in my life about who I am
because
of my faith.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
When I was little, I had a nickname. Grandma and Grandpa called me Sis or Sissy.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, Uncle Lauren, was called Butch because he had a short haircut. So we're Sissy and Butchy.
Oh, wow.
When we were kids. But then later on, when I was in high school, I got a nickname that happened because my name is spelled M-E-R-R-I, but I was kind of sloppy in my handwriting. And so it turned out to look to my teacher like I wrote M-I-M-I for Mimi. And so my teacher was trying to teach me a lesson about being sloppy and quick in my handwriting. So he started calling me Mimi. And then all my friends started calling me Mimi. And my brother, your Uncle Lauren, still calls me Mimi.
What happens if I call you Mimi?
No, you call me Grandma. Or Grammy. Yeah. Not Mimi. But and so some people still call me that. Some of my high school friends and my niece and nephew Liz and Charlie call me Auntie Mimi.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
I got that from.
I was wondering
from
how that.
Lauren. Yeah. So that was my high school nickname.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
I liked school a lot. I thought I liked it to learn, you know, I mean, that was kind of stuff, but I also, you know, made lots of good friends and I really enjoyed high school a lot. Learning, the only thing I didn't like about school was PE.
Really?
I was not good at PE.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite.
I was not good. I would do anything I could to avoid PE. There were only a couple of things I was really good at, like tennis, and it was the only time I ever got a bad grade was in high school. I got a D in PE. It's pretty hard to get a D in PE. But I did not like PE. So, but the rest of school I loved.
Oh. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Man, there's so many. I think, I know this is kind of silly, and I mean, there are so many. Every time I've had a child or a grandchild, I mean, my whole heart just sings. But I think the happiest, most significant memory I have is one day, I know this is, again, getting kind of weird, but when I really found in my heart Jesus. That's the memory. I will never forget when it was and where it was. Mm-hmm. So it's one of my happiest memories.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who was caring and supportive and kind. Mm-hmm. And just somebody who was always there for the people that needed her.
Tell me about your parents. What was life like growing up?
Wow. Well, when I grew up, in Carson City, which was, it was at the time a pretty small town, and I just had one brother, and my mom was a school teacher, and my dad was a fireman, and so growing up in a small town was, it was fun, but it was a little scary because everybody knew you. Everybody knew me, and everybody knew my brother, Lauren. Mm-hmm. So we could not get away with anything. If we rode our bike on the wrong side of the street, somebody would see us, just because everybody knew who we were. So it was kind of, that was part of the small town, but my childhood was great. My parents were very supportive, did things with us. We just had great family memories, and it was a very safe place to live, and it was a very good childhood, just all the way around, all the way even into adulthood. My parents were great people. They really cared about their family and about me being happy and having a good life.
Yeah.
It's like I care about that for you.
Mm-hmm. What is something you're passionate about?
I am passionate about, wow, I'm passionate about a lot of things, but I think the thing I'm the most passionate about is my family. Anything that impacts my family, anything I can do to help. I'm very passionate about that. I think we have an amazing family, and mm-hmm. I'm also very passionate about my job, and I love the work that I do, mm-hmm. and the people that I work with. And if you have passion about what you like and what you're doing, it just helps you be successful. And so I'm very passionate about my job, and but mostly my family.
What are you most grateful for?
Wow. These questions are kind of similar, but uh-huh. You know what I'm most grateful for, besides the blessings that God's given me, is my family.
Yeah.
I know I live a long ways away, and so sometimes it's hard, but I always feel everybody's love. So I'm most grateful when I get to come and spend time with family. To me, that's just... that's the perfect gift. It's everything. It's everything. It's all I need to, in my life. It's just to be with my family and have everybody be healthy and happy.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share with me?
Wow. I classic family stories. Is that what it was, one mm-hmm. of them? I don't have any classic family jokes, but one of the classic things that we used to do, especially at Thanksgiving and Christmas, is after we would eat, we would all sit around the table, and then we would just get silly. And we would tell jokes, and we would laugh, and we would tell stories about when everybody was a kid, or silly things that we did when I was younger, or things my brother did, or my grandma, or my mom, or whoever did. So it was just this big time of laughing and telling stories. And sometimes they were a little bit embarrassing stories about things. Like maybe I wasn't always the nicest big sister that I could have been. And so my brother would sometimes tell stories. Do you remember sis? Because he would call me sis. Do you remember when you... I'm like, oh no, yes, why did you have to bring that up? But it's a very special, special thing. And like, it's kind of, and we played a special card game all the time. We called it Poo on Your Neighbor. Mm-hmm. And we played that. We still play that mm-hmm. a lot as a family. So that was one of the things that we did when we were all together. And songs. I don't have any special songs, although we used to love to sing in the car, which used to make mm-hmm. my dad, grandpa, insane. Just grandma and I would sing, but no special songs. Lots of memories, though.
Can you tell me about the most difficult moments in your life?
Wow. I don't know if I could talk about this without crying, and I don't mean to upset you. Probably the most difficult time in my life was when my mom died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very tough because we were very close. Mm-hmm. We were friends, and she was a great mom, and so that was really hard. But at the same time, if I can have the relationship with you all that I had with her, then that will be what it is. That's what I want. But it was hard. It was very hard to say goodbye to somebody that had been such a part of your life for so long and made such great memories and been a really good, just a great friend. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. I miss her, even still, a lot.
Can you tell me a little bit of your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Wow. As a child, I don't know, you know, I was kind of a good girl, kind of a goody-two-shoes girl, you know? And I loved things like I was in Brownies and Girl Scouts and those were fun, and I liked playing with my friends and school was pretty easy for me, and what I didn't like were mean kids. You know, sometimes kids are mean, and so that would make me sad, but for the most part it was, you know, I did great in school. I didn't have to really study very hard. Things just came pretty natural, so I was a good friend. Did some silly things that I wish now that maybe I hadn't done, but I think I was a good daughter. Didn't cause too much trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I did my share of being a teenager and saying things and doing things that weren't the best, but and I grew up in a neighborhood with my whole life, so a lot of my neighbors are still really close friends because we grew up together, hanging out, playing after dark, mm-hmm. after dinner, after we did our homework. When I was like 12 or 13, my mom went back to college, and so she would drive from Carson City to Reno every day, and so I had to learn how to cook, so I could cook dinner for my brother and my dad. And so we all kind of pitched in and did what we needed to do so that my mom could go to college. And she drove a little Volkswagen, a little bug, to Reno back and forth like multiple days a week. And so it was a tough time for everybody, but that's kind of what makes us all stronger, right? So that was, I learned a lot of things along those lines. So I had a great childhood. So that was me.
Okay, we're done now.
All right.
You finished recording.